Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Tyson's is at 50, Waldorf 47, L'Enfant Plaza 53 degrees. Some parts of our area could be down to 40 overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up here on WTOP, protesters at George Washington University set up an encampment in support of the people of Gaza. Even though they were supposed to leave by 7, they say they're staying all night. The Washington Commanders take LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick in the NFL draft, and the move is getting a lot of applause.
A major nightlife district gets an early bird curfew under an emergency order. At National Harbor, I'm John Dobin.
A service of remembrance for the 7 World Central Kitchen workers killed in Gaza. This is Kyle Cooper.
And the latest on the U.S. Supreme Court and immunity for Donald Trump. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Allegations of sexual abuse by dozens of women against former movie studio boss Harvey Weinstein ushered in the Me Too movement, and now a New York appeals court has overturned his 2020 rape conviction. Actress Ashley Judd, one of his accusers, responds, quote, "This is what it's like to be a woman in America living with male entitlement to our bodies." CBS's Jerika Duncan reports.
Tonight, disgraced former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein remains behind bars after a New York appeals court ruled he did not receive a fair trial. Weinstein's attorney, Arthur Idala.
This was a case about perversion. Well, in that courthouse at trial, the laws were perverted because there was so much pressure, because Harvey was the face of this movement, that he had to be convicted.
The court found that in 2020, the judge, quote, erroneously admitted testimony by allowing women who were not part of the case to testify that Weinstein had assaulted them.
The U.S. Supreme Court mulls over absolute presidential immunity after hearing arguments involving former President Donald Trump's alleged efforts to subvert the results of the 2020 election. CBS's Jan Crawford says the final ruling is still months away.
When they have arguments and then they decide cases, that is precedent that is binding. That's going to be binding on the next president and future presidents down the road. So, you know, they're looking at this on how this is going to be interpreted and applied long after they have left, you know, the court.
Tensions are rising as pro-Palestinian demonstrations spread across college campuses. CBS Dallas reporter Jason Allen at the University of Texas at Austin.
Student demonstrators are still here. They are on campus tonight. Police are close by, but they are not making any efforts to clear this space the way that they did yesterday.
An emotional memorial service is held in Washington, D.C., honoring the 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers killed in an Israeli strike in Gaza. Chef Jose Andres eulogized the men and women who worked for the relief organization he founded.
But I promise you, we will not forget what they did for the hungry.
New FDA rules are in place after fragments of the bird flu are found in pasteurized grocery store milk. CBS medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
This could just be virus fragments, what's left over after pasteurization. Mm-hmm. And so this by itself is not a reason for alarm. There are additional tests being done to see, is this live infectious virus or is this just the dead virus we would expect to see?
Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May make it 4 NFL drafts with quarterbacks going in the first 3 picks. Williams is going to the Bears, Daniels to the Washington Commanders, and May to the New England Patriots. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 here on WTOP, Thursday night, April 25th, 2024. DuPont Circle at 51. We are falling to 40 overnight. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators gathered on George Washington University's campus tonight, and many remain right there. They plan to spend the night. WTOP's Scott Gelman tells us dozens of people sat inside tents as part of an encampment setup.
Here at University Yard on George Washington University's campus,
be the people, be the land.
Hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators are chanting and clapping. Dozens of tents are here as part of an encampment. Demonstrators are calling for a ceasefire and for the university to take action.
Obviously, they want the university to divest, which I feel like is very fair, considering they spend tens of thousands of dollars to attend school here.
It's really interesting seeing all these people come together for something that they're very passionate about.
Some counter-demonstrators are waving an Israeli flag a few feet from the main gathering.
It's clear that these people are currently supporting the terrorist regime in the Gaza Strip, and they're not interested in peace at all.
The university asked D.C. police to help clear the encampment by 7 o'clock, but that didn't happen. In a statement, a university spokesman says the encampment is an unauthorized use of campus space. It says the university is working with D.C. police to determine how to best address the situation and ensure student compliance with its policies. In Foggy Bottom, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Crowds have thinned over the last few hours. Protesters who are still out there don't plan to leave. Here's a little bit of reporting from the GW Hatchet tonight. In real time, they say soft chatter and the smell of cigarette smoke wafted through the air of University Yard as demonstrators settled in small circles on the grass to rest. Circles of students shared snacks and jokes among themselves. Well, some students at Georgetown University also held pro-Gaza protests before joining the larger demonstration at GW. WTOP's Kate Ryan was there.
Selena Al-Shahabi helped organize the protest by the Students for Justice for Palestine at Georgetown University. Speakers took up microphones on the steps of Healy Hall.
We really are having this protest as an end-of-the-year way to show that we really do demand that this university divest. We demand a working group for Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim students, and that we want our university to do more to support us as Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim students.
A Jewish student who did not want to be identified but described herself as pro-Israel was asked about the climate on campus and whether she felt safe. She explained she felt physically safe, but that tension for her is more of an attitude thing. In Georgetown, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Stay with us here on WTOP as we finish out the work week, go into the weekend on the situation on our college campuses. It does appear a new era for the Washington Commanders is about to begin with the second overall pick in the draft tonight. The Commanders selected LSU quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels. Here's what WTOP's Rob Woodfork has taken from the pick.
He was the best player in college football last season, plain and simple. We talked a lot about it in the D.C. Sports Huddle. He's the most complete quarterback in this draft. A lot of draft experts have said that. You know, some would even take him ahead of Caleb Williams. So he's productive. He's got all the intangibles you want. So he's a worthy face of the franchise, in my opinion, for the Washington Commanders at a period in which they really need it.
D.C. native and USC quarterback Caleb Williams went number one overall to the Chicago Bears. We see the Green Bay Packers are now on the clock. We're winding down round one here, but Rob Woodfork, watching closely from the sports desk, just in case the Commanders make some kind of move to get back into round one here. An emergency declaration in Prince George's County means National Harbor will be off limits to kids who aren't with an adult. WTOP's John Doman has more on the strict curfew taking effect this weekend at the Nightlife Hub.
Kids 16 and under will have to be accompanied by an adult in National Harbor beginning at 5 p.m. this weekend under the order issued by County Executive Angela Alsobrooks.
We're not only doing this to protect National Harbor's businesses, residents, visitors, and the general public, but we're also acting proactively, working to protect the county's children.
As many as 800 teens may have been involved in fighting, looting, and drug use there last weekend.
We both said, what in the heck is going on?
Pat Mitchell and her husband watched from their apartment building there.
The police department is not a babysitter, not a babysitting organization, and neither is National Harbor, a place where you can just drop your kids off and understand it.
At National Harbor, John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up here on WTOP, the economy grew at a disappointing rate last quarter. What does it mean for interest rates? Stay with us here on WTOP. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Did someone say free ride home? If you like carpooling or vanpooling, but worry about getting stuck at the office, relax. With Commuter Connections, you can get up to 6 free rides home for unexpected emergencies or unscheduled overtime, even if you're commuting just a few times a week. Register or renew for guaranteed ride home today at commuterconnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. Some restrictions apply.
It's 11:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks on WTOP. And we're going to get back now to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dimitri. On the eastbound side of Route 50 at the Bay Bridge, eastbound span is shut down for the overnight roadworks. You've got one lane open either direction on the westbound span. And as people get ready for the nice weekend down at the beach, you're seeing some delays coming over from Cape St. Clair heading to the one open lane going eastbound at the Bay Bridge. Again, two-way operations on the westbound span. No delays on the westbound side coming over from Kent Island back to Sandy Point. Then the ride on 50 back to the Capitol Beltway is clear. On the Capitol Beltway over in Carter Rock, two left lanes are getting by the work zone. You break free on the way to River Road. This is causing delays. They stretch back into Virginia. And just after the Dulles Toll Road, this looks like where these slowdowns start. And also in Virginia, southbound 395 before Lorton Road, two left lanes getting by the work zone. More road workers on southbound 95. The two right lanes are blocked in the area between Dale Boulevard and Dumfries Road. And this is causing delays through both of those work zones. Northbound 95 at US 17, Warrenton Road in Falmouth, you've got the right lane is blocked, but not seeing any major delay because of that. Also, southbound 395 on the approach to the Little River Turnpike, you've got a couple of left lanes blocked by the road work, and this is causing a brief delay. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert, Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Clouds moving out, but it is going to remain chilly. Temperatures here late evening in the lower 50s by early Friday morning, 40 to 48 degrees. And for Friday afternoon, just a tad warmer than today at 62 to 65 degrees. It will, however, be a brighter day with mostly sunny skies. Now, this upcoming weekend, 50-50, spring on Saturday, mostly cloudy with high temperatures in the lower 60s, and on Sunday, more summery sunshine with a high temperature. We're forecasting 85, 86 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
DuPont Circle at 50, Germantown 46, Annandale 51 degrees, some of us falling to 40 degrees overnight. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. And we have money news 10 and 40 past the hour here on WTOP. We're going to check in with Jeff Claypool.
Economic growth slowed to an annual pace of just 1.6% last quarter, the slowest in 2 years and more than the markets expected. By the close, the Dow was down 375 points. That was a 1% loss. Google and Microsoft turned in better than expected quarterly results. Intel's forecast came up short. A 30-year mortgage now averages 7.11%, up for the fourth consecutive week. Jeff Claypool, WTOP News.
Let's look at the Asia Pacific markets. Hong Kong, the Hang Seng is up 1.5%. Tokyo stocks up 0.25%. And Australia's ASX 200, it's down 1.5% so far. Still ahead here on WTOP, what was the situation before the U.S. Supreme Court? Tonight, do they believe that Donald Trump has absolute immunity or at least a little bit of immunity? What could it mean for that very important D.C. trial? Stay with us.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh, yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Still ahead on WTOP later this half hour, a high school athletic director in our region accused of using artificial intelligence to make it sound like a principal was making racist remarks. We'll have more about that later. It's 11:14.
Federal employees and retirees, as you serve for others, you deserve an association that serves for you. NARF is the only association dedicated to all federal employees and retirees and educates you on your federal benefits options so you can make the best decisions for your family. NARF experts provide critical guidance to maximizing the value of what you've earned. Plus, our advocacy work ensures that you receive all the benefits you've been promised. Join NARF today at NARFE.org.
Washington's top news on your radio and on your phone with the free WTOP app, giving you the smartest smartphone in town.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
It's 11:14 here on WTOP. Great to have you here. Arguments took place before the U.S. Supreme Court today over whether former President Trump has absolute immunity for prosecution over the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol and the events leading up to it. Conservative and liberal justices alike questioned Donald Trump's counsel with hypothetical situations asking how far the former president's claim of sweeping immunity protections would go. Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
The president is entitled for total personal gain to use the trappings of his office. That's what you're trying to get us to hold.
So will the president win or lose before the Supreme Court in this case? To dig deeper, we spoke with Zach Schoenfeld. He covers courts and legal matters for The Hill.
I think the basic takeaway today is that the justices seemed to lean towards saying that there is some sort of presidential immunity. I think there's still an open question of exactly what standard they'll articulate when this decision comes down. But it seems to be somewhat of a mixed ruling, one that doesn't go quite all the way to the sweeping claims of immunity that Donald Trump has claimed, but also not going all the way to say that there is no presidential immunity at all from criminal prosecution. So what does that mean? The basic takeaway here is such a mixed ruling would essentially send this back to the lower courts for another round of legal battles over whether whatever test they put out in this decision actually applies to Trump's indictment. So I think the basic takeaway here is this could cause a lot more legal battles that slows the process down and puts this trial after the election.
And so it really is incumbent upon the hush money trial for those who are interested in some guidance as to whether to vote for Donald Trump this November. It's really the New York trial that is the one and done.
That's right. It still is possible that one of these other three criminal cases does make it to a jury before November. But as time has gone on, it's looking increasingly less likely. I think the only way for it to happen at this point is, you know, after the Supreme Court decision comes down on immunity, you know, there is a chance that one of these trials could sneak out in a narrow window in the fall, right in the heat of the general election campaign season. But unless that happens, this hush money trial is going to be the only of Donald Trump's criminal indictments that we're going to get a verdict in before November. So, you know, it's quite interesting. Of the fact that as I've talked with legal observers, you know, they'll all say that this is the least serious of the four cases. And yet it's the only one that we're going to get a verdict in.
Did some of the justices, whether they be conservative or liberal, but especially the conservatives, did they surprise election watchers, but court watchers as well? I had heard some discussion that this may go 9-0 against Donald Trump, that he doesn't have immunity, but it seems to be a much more mixed bag.
I think there was a surprise today. As you were saying, the expectations were that Donald Trump was really facing quite an uphill battle today. And I think you saw some of that. I think even some of the conservative justices were signaling that they're not going to go quite as far as Trump wants to take. You know, someone like conservative Justice Samuel Alito, one of the leading conservatives on the court, he at one point had even called Trump's ask for the court. He called it very robust, which might not seem like a lot, but for someone like Samuel Alito, who's one of the leading conservatives on the court, you know, I think that says a lot for just how far Trump's claims went. So I think you're seeing justices in both ideological camps not wanting to go that far. That being said, there were some splits of, you know, we saw the liberal justices really taking aim at, even if there is this mixed ruling where there's some sort of presidential immunity, they were raising concerns about how that could embolden a future president while in office to commit crimes. So I think there still was some division between the conservatives and liberals, but none of the nine seemed to quite be willing to go as far as Trump wanted them to.
Courts and legal reporter for The Hill, Zach Schoenfeld, covering the Supreme Court case on presidential immunity. Top stories here on WTOP. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators on college campuses continue to grow from coast to coast, including locally at GW University, where there was a 7 p.m. cutoff for an encampment to come down, but the demonstrators persisted, and they're staying right there even at this hour. The Washington Commanders have taken 2023 Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels from LSU with the second overall pick in the NFL draft tonight. Meantime, D.C. native Caleb Williams heading to the Windy City. He was the number one pick overall, now going to the Chicago Bears. The U.S. Supreme Court seems skeptical of former President Trump's claim of absolute immunity, but the decision's timing is unclear as to whether we will see that D.C. trial this year. Keep it here for full details. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, let's get back to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Got the accident working Beltway out of loop. This starting right before Braddock Road. It looks like it's activity over on the far left shoulder. Also some activity over on the far right shoulder. Also the left lane is blocked. Traffic trying to get into the central lanes to get by with this. You're also seeing some response in the express lanes of the Beltway out of loop. Lots of units are responding to the scene. And we're seeing delays that are starting up just after the Little River Turnpike on the Beltway outer loop. So adjust your ride accordingly. It's going to take you a little bit of a couple of extra minutes to get through this pace. Again, very light volume, however. So once you get through it, you're okay on the outer loop heading to the Springfield interchange. And then southbound on 95, you're going to find the work zone that is going to be in the area south of the Fairfax County Parkway heading to Lorton. Two right lanes are blocked, and then two more right lanes are blocked on southbound 95 between Dale Boulevard and Dumfries Road. Delays through both of these work zones. After that, the ride south into the Fredericksburg area is doing okay. Also dealing with some road work on northbound 95 down in the Fredericksburg area. Road be down to one lane between Plank Road and the Rappahannock River, just a brief delay. And then northbound 95 loses the right lane between US 17 Warrenton Road heading up to Centerport Parkway. At the Bay Bridge, delays continue on eastbound 50 heading over. Eastbound span is shut down. Two-way operations on the westbound span. It's only one lane open either side with some minor congestion for those heading to the Eastern Shore for the weekend. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP. Traffic.
Next, we are going to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Definitely cool today with our temperatures in the 50s and two more cool days coming your way for Friday and Saturday before a major warm-up starting on Sunday. Pretty warm stretch that will go through the mid part of next week. Now, this evening, our temperatures drop to the lower 50s and overnight about 40 to 48 degrees. It is going to remain dry. Sunshine back for your Friday, 62 to 65 degrees. Saturday, forecasting 63 for a high temperature with a chance for some scattered showers. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Alexandria is at 50, Penn Quarter 52, and Columbia 48. Some suburbs could fall to 40 overnight and early morning. We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up here on WTOP, we are remembering the 7 World Central Kitchen workers who were killed in Gaza recently. And artificial intelligence is now rearing its head in a situation where a high school athletic director is accused of impersonating a principal, making it sound like this principal was saying hateful things when he never did. Stay with us for more on WTOP.
Catch your breath. We've got a race for you. Join us for the first ever May the 4th Be With You Star Wars themed edition of Run the Greenway 10K, 5K, and Kids Fun Run on May 4th. Get ready to run with your favorite Star Wars characters and enjoy a fun-filled event for the whole family. May the Force be with you. Register at DulleGreenway.com. That's DulleGreenway.com to learn more and register today.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is WTOP News.
Now 11:22 here on WTOP, and the 7 World Central Kitchen workers killed in Gaza remembered today in a celebration of life at Washington National Cathedral.
When we are weary and in need of strength, we remember them.
In an interfaith celebration of the 7 aid workers who died in an Israeli airstrike on their convoy, they were remembered as light in the darkness by World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres.
We will honor their names. We will remember the life they lived.
Hundreds attended the celebration.
And when great souls die.
Which was also streamed for the public to take part. Cardinal Wilton Gregory offered a prayer pointing out the good example set by the 7 who died.
Safe, John, Jacob, Saumi, Jim, James, Damien.
Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Now 11:23. A high school athletic director northwest of Baltimore is accused of using artificial intelligence to impersonate a principal on an audio recording, making it sound like that principal was saying hateful things. Investigators say the clip contained racist and anti-Semitic remarks. It quickly spread on social media. The principal was temporarily removed from his job at Pikesville High School in Baltimore County. Police say that DeJean Darien faked the recording in January following discussions with that principal that his contract would not be renewed. Darien had been the subject of a theft investigation at the school. Now he's facing more charges, charges of theft, disrupting school activities, and retaliating against a witness. Several shootings across D.C. left three people dead and two others injured last night. WTOP's Scott Gelman tells us that police are still searching for suspects and don't believe the shootings are connected.
Over a span of about 2 hours, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, D.C. Police Commander Kevin Kentish says there were three deadly shootings across the city.
There's just way too many guns out.
The first was in Southeast, and the others were in Deanwood and near Petworth. Police say they're putting more officers in some of those neighborhoods.
People have access to these guns, and when they get in these arguments, when they get in these, I guess like you said, disagreements that normally would not be handled in this manner, the first thing people are going to are guns.
Here at police headquarters, Kentish explains at least one of the shootings appears to be targeted. They're still investigating and looking for suspects in all three. Data shows that violent crime is down through the first part of the year, and Kentish says the department is working to crack down to avoid a surge similar to last summer's.
We got to get these guns off the street.
At D.C. Police Headquarters, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
The two people injured in one of the shootings are expected to recover and survive.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
11:25, we're checking in with Rob Woodfork.
All right, we're coming down to the final picks of round one of the NFL draft. We're getting reaction to the commander selection of Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick. Last year's second overall pick and the reigning offensive rookie of the year, C.J. Stroud, said something Washington fans should like on the BR Gridiron Draft Show.
I feel like Jaden's situation is a little similar to mine. I had to get the ball out, and I think that's something that Terry and Dotson are, bro, like, they're so underrated as a duo.
They really are.
Dotson is nice.
And they still got Brian Robinson.
So, like, I think Jaden has the opportunity, like Micah said, he'll be able to make some of those O-linemen right.
Yeah, that's what the Commanders are banking on. He was the middle of three straight quarterbacks picked at the top of the draft. Six of the first 12 picks were QBs for the first time in draft history. A lot of local flavor in this draft, too. Caleb Williams became the first D.C. area native to be selected first overall. His Gonzaga College high school teammate Olu Fashanu went 11th overall to the New York Jets, and his Penn State teammate and Quince Orchard grad Chop